Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Super Gut, a 4-week plan to reprogram your microbiome, restore health, and lose weight is a health and nutrition book by cardiologist William Davis, best known for his earlier work on wheat and grain avoidance. The book presents the gut microbiome as a central regulator of digestion, appetite, immune activity, metabolic health, mood, skin condition, and inflammation. Its purpose is practical rather than purely explanatory. Davis argues that many modern health problems are connected to microbial loss, bacterial overgrowth, fungal imbalance, processed foods, antibiotics, and other features of contemporary life. The book offers a 4-week protocol intended to identify common gut disruptions, reduce organisms considered harmful, and rebuild beneficial microbial populations through diet, fermented foods, selected probiotic strains, prebiotic fibers, and supportive habits. It belongs to the popular medical self-help category, but it is more technical than many diet books because it emphasizes SIBO, SIFO, breath testing, microbial species, and targeted gut repair. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, modern microbial loss is treated as a root cause of chronic symptoms. A central argument in Supergut is that many people in industrialized societies no longer carry the range of beneficial microbes that human physiology evolved to depend on. Davis links this loss to repeated antibiotic exposure, ultra-processed diets, reduced contact with microbial diversity, pesticide use, and widespread consumption of refined carbohydrates. The book does not treat the microbiome as a minor digestive detail. It frames it as an active metabolic and signaling system that can influence appetite, blood sugar regulation, immune tone, inflammation, sleep quality, and mood. This broad framing is what gives the book its distinctive scope. Rather than presenting weight loss as a simple calorie problem, Davis argues that microbial imbalance can change hunger signals, increase cravings, and encourage inflammatory patterns that make weight management harder. The reasoning is concrete. If microbes produce bioactive compounds, compete for nutrients, affect gut barrier function, and communicate with the nervous and immune systems, then changing the microbial community may alter whole body health. The book, therefore, asks readers to think beyond single symptoms and consider whether digestive complaints, fatigue, skin changes, and metabolic issues may share a microbial context. Secondly, SIBO and SIFO are positioned as overlooked drivers of digestive and systemic problems. A major part of the book focuses on small intestinal bacterial overgrowth and small intestinal fungal overgrowth, usually abbreviated as SIBO and SIFO. Davis argues that microbes belong primarily in the colon, while excess bacterial or fungal growth in the small intestine can interfere with digestion and produce gas, bloating, discomfort, food intolerances, and systemic symptoms. The book encourages readers to look for patterns rather than assume that all digestive distress is normal aging, stress, or vague sensitivity. It discusses symptom checklists and breath testing as ways to identify possible overgrowth, though readers with serious or persistent symptoms would still need professional medical evaluation. This diagnostic emphasis differentiates Supergut from simpler probiotic guides. Davis is not merely saying to eat yogurt or take a broad supplement. He suggests that some people first need to reduce overgrowth before they can effectively rebuild a healthier microbiome. The logic is sequential if the small intestine is dominated by organisms that ferment food in the wrong place. Adding more fermentable fibers too early may worsen symptoms. This makes the program more structured, but it also makes it more complex and potentially less suitable for readers who want a minimal diet plan. Thirdly, the 4-week reset combines elimination, repair, and gradual microbial rebuilding. The practical structure of Supergut is a 4-week reset designed to move from reducing microbial disruption toward creating a more supportive internal environment. Davis recommends removing wheat, grains, added sugars, and highly processed foods, consistent with his broader nutritional philosophy from earlier books. The dietary approach emphasizes lower sugar meals, quality proteins, healthy fats, non-starchy vegetables, and foods that are less likely to feed unwanted overgrowth. This is not a moderate Mediterranean-style plan. It is intentionally restrictive, especially in its stance toward grains and common starches. The reasoning is that certain refined carbohydrates and modern grain-based foods can provide fuel for undesirable microbes while contributing to blood sugar swings and appetite stimulation. Within the reset, diet is paired with strategies such as digestive support, prebiotic foods, and in some cases, antimicrobial or antifungal approaches. The 4-week format gives readers a clear timeline, which is one reason the book is often seen as highly actionable. At the same time, the structure can feel demanding because it asks readers to change shopping, cooking, snacking, and supplement routines at once. Its strength is clarity. Its weakness is that adherence may be difficult for people with busy households or complex medical needs. Fourthly, fermented foods, and targeted probiotic strains are used as precision tools. Supergut gives unusual attention to specific microbes rather than treating probiotics as interchangeable products. Davis is especially known for discussing homemade fermented preparations, including yogurt-like recipes designed to cultivate particular bacterial strains such as L. reuteri. The book argues that some strains may have distinct effects on satiety, immune signaling, skin appearance, mood, or metabolic regulation. Although the strength of evidence varies by strain and outcome, this strain-specific approach is more precise than the common advice to simply eat more fermented foods. Davis also encourages prebiotic fibers from foods such as certain vegetables and other plant sources to feed beneficial organisms once overgrowth has been addressed. The practical implication is that rebuilding the microbiome requires both receding and feeding fermented foods, or probiotic strains may introduce desirable organisms. While prebiotic fibers help sustain them, recipes serve an important role because they translate microbial theory into repeatable meals and cultured foods. The limitation is that preparing specific fermented foods requires care, equipment, temperature control, and attention to food safety. Readers who enjoy kitchen experimentation may find this empowering, while others may prefer commercially available options or a simpler high-fiber whole food pattern. Lastly, the book is practical and distinctive, but its claims require careful interpretation. Supergut stands out because it connects microbiome science to a detailed self-directed protocol, but readers should distinguish between plausible mechanisms, emerging evidence, and claims that remain debated. The human microbiome is scientifically important, and there is strong evidence that gut organisms interact with immunity, metabolism, and digestion. However, microbiome research is complex, individualized, and still developing. Not every symptom can be confidently traced to dysbiosis, and not every person will respond the same way to probiotics, fermented foods, low-carbohydrate eating, or antimicrobial supplements. Davis writes with clinical confidence, which makes the book accessible and decisive, but some readers may find the tone more certain than the underlying evidence allows. The program also relies on restrictions in supplements that may be expensive, inconvenient, or inappropriate for some medical conditions. People with inflammatory bowel disease, severe IBS, immune compromise, eating disorder history, pregnancy, or ongoing medication use should be cautious and consult a qualified clinician before following aggressive protocols. The book is best read as a structured microbiome intervention model rather than as a universal diagnosis. Its value lies in organizing gut health variables that are often discussed separately, while its weakness is the possibility of overgeneralizing complex biology. In conclusion, Supergut is most useful for readers who want a detailed, action-oriented gut health program rather than a general introduction to healthy eating. It will particularly interest people dealing with bloating, food reactions, weight gain, fatigue, or recurring digestive discomfort who suspect that ordinary diet advice has not addressed an underlying microbial issue. The practical benefit is that the book provides a sequence to identify possible overgrowth, remove foods that may worsen imbalance, use targeted interventions, then rebuild with fermented foods, prebiotic fibers, and long-term habits. Intellectually, it helps readers understand why the microbiome is not just about digestion, but also about metabolic signaling, immune regulation, appetite, and inflammation. Compared with many microbiome books, Supergut is more prescriptive and more focused on SIBO, SIFO, and specific probiotic strains. Compared with standard weight loss books, it places less emphasis on willpower and calories, and more on microbial ecology. Its distinguishing feature is the combination of a strict dietary reset, strain-specific fermentation, diagnostic thinking, and supplement-based repair strategy. Readers should approach it with both openness and caution. It offers a coherent framework and many practical tools, but its stronger claims should be weighed against individual health context and professional medical guidance. If you would like to support William Davis MDD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.